Honey and pepper. Chapter 1, A Big Surprise. My name is Penny Roger. I live in the city. My whole family lives in the city. But my grandparents live in the country. Grandma and Grandpa want me to stay with them for the whole summer. So here I am. We have a big surprise for you, says Grandma. Two big surprises, says Grandpa. Three big surprises, says Grandma. Three surprises, I say. I look around the kitchen. Where? I follow Grandma and Grandpa out the back door, down the porch steps, and into their big backyard. A shaggy brown pony is standing under a tree. Is that my surprise? I ask. A pony? Yes, answers Grandpa. His name is Pepper. Chapter 2, Laughing Twins. The pony runs doorward, us, forward, toward us. He is very fast. I am afraid that he will knock me over. He stops in front of me and sniffs my purple bag. Do you have a snack in that bag, Miss Penny? Asks Grandma. An apple, I answer. An apple is a perfect treat for your new pet, says Grandpa. I hold the apple out for Pepper. Pepper grabs the apple with his slobbery mouth. I step back and fall on my bottom. I hear someone laughing. I see someone's laughing. A boy and girl are at the other end of the backyard. Grandpa helps me up. I try to brush the mud off my new pink sweary skirt. Pepper turns. His tail swishes in my face. He is running to the girl and boy. The boy and girl are running to Pepper. They are not afraid of slumbering ponies. Here are surprises, number 2 and number 3, says Grandpa. Tina and Tom Granger. They are our neighbors. Tina and Tom are twins, says Grandma. They have been waiting to meet you. Tom and Tina come to our house every day to play in the backyard with Pepper. I do not like the backyard. I stay inside and draw with my sparkle markers. Sometimes I read. I like to read mysteries. One day, Tina and Tom draw with me. You are lucky to have a pony, says Tom. I wish I had a pony, I say. I wish I had a cat. My cat would have a pink collar with sparkles. That would be so cute. But Pepper is so cute, says Tina. Just look at him. She points out the kitchen window. We all look out the window, but we cannot see Pepper in the backyard. He's not there, Tom says. Where is he? I say. Maybe he is in his shed, says Tina. We run outside to look for Pepper. Pepper is not in his shade. He is not next to his shade, shed. Pepper is not in his shed. He is not next to his shed. He is not behind his shed. He is not anywhere in that whole big backyard.